the idea of giving thanks to God and giving thanks to other people. And we're going to focus on that all throughout our time together. And we've already done that a little bit. We've worshiped and given thanks to God through our singing. We've worshiped God and given thanks through our offering time. And I want to say right from the beginning here that this service is meant to be interactive. And when I say that, I look around and some of you will not even make eye contact with me. But it's not that kind of interactive. I'm not going to call out anybody or single anybody out, but I do want you to enter in on this because the Bible calls for us to give thanks to God. It really does. So as the body of Christ, it's really not an option to give thanks to God. The Bible is adamant about returning thanks to God. Let me read a couple verses for you. Psalm chapter 9 and verse 1 says, "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart." You seeing that behind me? Not partially, but entering in with your whole heart today. Psalm 95 and verse 2. "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness." Jeremiah 33:11. "Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good." And then 1 Chronicles 16:8. "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness." That is just a small sampling of the many verses in Scripture that call on us to give thanks to God. And especially in the fall, I think about Thanksgiving that's coming up this week and the fall and everything that takes place. And in my sports warped mind, I also think about in the fall that this afternoon or this evening, some of you will be sitting in front of giant TVs and you'll be either giving thanks or dismay, and you'll be yelling or you'll be cheering or saying other words you'll have to repent of and all these things. And we enter in and people will be going to stadiums that are freezing, and they'll take their shirts off and paint letters on them, and they'll do all this. And then we come to church and we say, "Give thanks to the Lord." And you're like, "Don't ask me." Well, I am not going to single you out, but there's going to be an opportunity for you right there in the pew to give thanks to the Lord in different ways. And I want to encourage you to go for it, because it's a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Absolutely, positively. So we're biblically directed to do this. You're thinking maybe, how are we going to do this? What does this exactly look like? Well, thank you for asking. Here's the first part of the interactive. I have four ushers that are going to hand out a card to every single person. So ushers, let's do this as quickly as possible. Two of you in the front, two of you in the back. Every single person gets one. It's not one per married couple or whatever. One every person. So let's, both sides. Bill, we got three on one side, two on another. There we go. All right, so this is your insert. Don't lose it. You will not be able to leave without showing it at the door. I'm just kidding there. But all right, so everybody gets one. You'll need a pen or a pencil, something to write with. You really need to do that. There's pens are in the pew rack in front of you. I want to encourage you to do that. If you don't have a pen or a pencil, and just borrow it from a friend next to you. If you don't know the person, introduce yourself. Say, "Thanks for being here today. Can we have a pen?" So you're going to need these cards. So everybody have a card? Anybody need a card? Everybody got a card? All right, we're coming on the outside here. So raise your hand if you need a card. Guys, any extras you can put on the ledge for the next service, because you can't give them all out. That would be, you can, but I have enough. Even the sound guys get a card, right? Yes, yes. Well, you guys are not exempt from being thankful. Just pay attention back there, okay? So I'm thankful for that. All right, here we go. Everybody good? Anybody need a card? Raise your hand if you need a card. Everybody has a card. Great. Let's give thanks to the ushers. All right, thank you, ushers. Okay, so Jim, just make sure those get back. Just get back to the ledge there. All right. Now you may be saying, why the cards? Why the cards? Well, I'm going to tell you why the cards, because I read this earlier this week and I thought it was a good reason why we should have these cards. This little quote: "Dear God, I want to take a minute," go ahead, "I want to take a minute not to ask for anything from you, but simply to say thank you." We do a lot of asking. So today is about giving thanks and using the cards to do this. So I want to direct you in three different ways to give thanks to God. Now, don't write them out yet. Just relax. Some of you are like, "I'm done." It's not a race. Because this is what I'm going to have you do to help me. I'm going to direct you as to exactly what I would like you to do, okay? And then, after you do that, we're going to have some verses on the screen, and I'm going to ask for volunteers. I'm not going to point you out. I'm going to ask somebody to stand and read this verse out loud for everybody from the screen. I'm not going to call you out, but I think in this room there should be some people who are willing to read scripture, right, to give thanks to God. If you're like, I can't do this, well, what are you going to do in heaven? You know what I'm talking about. So you can just read it right from the screen. You don't have to come up front. Just stand where you are. And then I'm going to ask for some of the responses. This is an interactive time here. And I'll guide you through this as we go. So the first one is this. I am thankful that God is blank. And we're talking about who God is. I'm asking you to identify. This is where some of you already have gone ahead of me and you're not following directions. I'm looking for one word. I am thank you. I'm thankful that God is blank. One word you're going to identify to describe something about God that you are thankful for, and you write it in the blank. I am thankful that God is blank. Now, I want to prime the pump for you this way. So, first scripture, Lamentations chapter 3. I need someone to stand up and read this like you believe it. For everybody. Thank you, Nikki. Next verse, Psalm 18:2. This side, somebody want to stand and read it?
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, a stronghold. Psalm 18:2.
Thank you. That was a wanna thing where you put the reference at the end. Thank you. All right. You getting the gist here about God? Next one over here, 1 John chapter 4, 7 and 8. Someone else read this for me on this side.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
All right. One more verse. Romans chapter 11 and verse 33. This side over here. Nice and loud. All right, thank you. So that's just a small sample of things that tell us about who God is. So write down your response. Here's your chance right now. I want you to write down on your card. I'm not going to really check it at the door, but write down on your card, I am thankful that God is this, and that one word, all right? So kind of, some of you are not going to look at me no matter what, but if you're kind of done, you can look up. I'm thankful that God is this, who God is. This is what it's all about this morning, about giving thanks. So most of you look like you're done. So this is what we're going to do for just a moment. We're going to start over here again, and I'm going to have somebody stand and just read your word. Like, I am thankful that God, or you can read the whole phrase so it's not so awkward. I am thankful that God is, and you're going to read that one word and then sit down. Over here, this is how you need to pay attention. No duplicates. So if they get up and say, I'm thankful that God is love, please don't be the person over here who says, I am thankful that God is love. That's wonderful. So if they repeated yours, I'm sorry. It's still very important. We value you, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, here we go. I am thankful that God is, let's give some thanks here this morning. All right. God is awesome. This is like, this is. All right, God is God. Merciful, if you didn't hear him, thank you. We're going to keep going until you run out. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. All right, can you? I'm sorry, Kim, I cut you off. Can you say it one more time?
I'm thankful
God is just. You're looking at me, but you should be looking at your cards. Patient.
I'm thankful that God is present.
Wow, absolutely.
Thankful God is real.
I am thankful God is peace. I'm thankful God is powerful.
Amen.
I'm thankful God is steadfast.
One more over here.
I'm thankful God is good.
God is good. One more over here.
I am thankful God.
Oh, guy, you can't break the rules. You got to stand. Sorry. Come on. You're a rebel. I know you're a rebel at heart, so go ahead. All-knowing. See, guy likes to talk a lot, so he put a hyphenated word in there. Good job, guy. Way to go. All right. So, you see where we're going with this? And it could go on and on and on. Is this not true? All these things about God. So, I know some of you are carrying some heavy things in your life, and as you enter in Thanksgiving, maybe in Thanksgiving is not really a day you're looking forward to, but in spite of that, we have so much we can be thankful for about who God is. And I would love the fact that if someone was coming in and visiting for the very first time today, they would think that this church really thinks that God is something. So, you helped with that. So, number two, I am thankful that God has blanked me. So, let me explain. This is what he has done. So, listen. I want you to identify one word, use a verb to identify something God has done for you. So you're using a verb. I am thankful that God has blanked me, and it's a verb that you're using. So some of you, I can tell already, you're a little puzzled, so let me give you some, maybe some suggestions, and look for some of the verbs that are in these verses. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, let's have this side start. Somebody read this, please. Amen. Thank you. All right, this side, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9.
He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, 2 Timothy 1, 9.
All right, and this next section is rather long, so I have asked Pastor Joe, because some of you may be like, oh, there's a lot of verses, so he's going to take care of it for us. Ephesians chapter 1. Look for the things that God has done.
Praise be to the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he has chosen us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his sovereign will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
Okay, thank you. So that's just some examples. So write down something that's meaningful to you that God has done for you, a verb. And this is going to be a little challenging when we have you give responses, because some of you are going to not want to use a verb, but you're going to need to try to use a verb if you can. That would be welcomed. Saying, I am thankful that God has blank one word using a verb. Responses. Because it's not just about who God is, it's about what God has done. So, I'll get you started here, and if I took your word, I apologize, but it means a lot to me just because of our whole family dynamic. I am thankful that God has adopted me. This side. Okay, God has saved me. Over here. Chosen me. Okay. Okay, hold up for a second here. Go ahead.
No. I'm thankful God has found me.
Found me. Nice. Over here? When I go over here, they're like, you went too fast. When I go over here, they're like, it's too fast. We're not ready. Okay, it's your turn. What has God done for you?
I'm thankful God has delivered me.
Amen.
I'm thankful God has redeemed me.
One more over here. It's on your card. Okay, God has selected me. One more over here.
Thankful God has awakened me.
God has awakened me. Awesome. That's a great verb. All right. So you folks okay so far? I know this is not our normal church service, but I just, again, the idea of Thanksgiving, who God is. Thankful that God is this. And then what God has done, I'm thankful that God has blanked me, rescued me, adopted me, forgiven me, awakened me, chosen me, blessed me, all these wonderful things. And I just want to pause for a moment to remind you, in a good way, that God is the only God who does these things. I've been to other parts of the world where they worship idols, man-made things, and their gods don't do these things. I know of other world religions that it's all about what you do to gain their acceptance. God is about, I want to save you. I will reach out and rescue you. I will choose you. I will forgive you. I will bless you. All these things that God has done. So when you put these things in comparison to other gods, there is no comparison. And maybe when someone asks you, what's the difference between your God and my God? Well, your God is this and has done this. And you should be ready to go. Why? Because you have this card. And you've written down some things. So number three. This is even more challenging, so please follow directions. I am thankful that God has blessed me with blank. So, we're talking about how he has blessed you. I want you to write down something tangible from God, but I don't want you to identify a person. That's going to come later. Not a person. And this is probably not a one-word answer. It's probably more like a phrase. But I want you to identify something tangible from God, how he has blessed you, with a phrase without using a person's name. Carl, go ahead and bring up the next slide. This verse. Praise the Lord, my soul, and what? Forget not all his benefits. There's an old hymn, an old Christian song called Count Your Many Blessings. Name them one by one. So in your mind, I'm asking you to count some of your blessings and name one. You don't have to name too many of them. Just start with one using a phrase. Let me give you an example. Pam and I were talking about this actually on the way into church this morning. We are thankful that God has blessed us with a church who has been so loving and supportive in this journey in our life, these past several months. We are thankful that God has blessed us with you as people in this journey. I guess I did people, didn't I? I'm so sorry. So that was our example. So here we go. Here's another one. I was thinking about this earlier in the week. I'm thankful that God has blessed me with the gift of worship. I love worship. I just do. And God has blessed me with that love for that. Okay, so you ready? So work on this. It's a little bit harder. What has God blessed you with? I want you to write this down. Don't identify a person if you can. We're looking for tangible ways that God has blessed you. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. It goes on to say, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So think about that. Write those down. This is all going to lead to some really good stuff even after today if you'll take the encouragement I want to give you. So I'm just helping you because it's a good day to give thanks. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If you only could see some of your faces. Okay, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So thank you, God, that you have blessed me with. Okay, so over here. Somebody stand up and give a response. Go ahead.
I'm thankful that God has blessed me with the gift of life.
The gift of life.
I am thankful that God has blessed me with many opportunities to serve in youth ministry. I'm thankful God has blessed me with a great family.
Okay.
I'm thankful that God has blessed me with many friends and family.
Over here. That's my watch. Okay.
I'm thankful that God has blessed me with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Louise, and then Barb after that, because I saw you. Go ahead. Absolutely. Job where she can take care of others if you didn't hear.
I'm thankful that God has blessed me with a loving Father.
Back over here.
I'm thankful that God has blessed me with
Guy, go ahead. One more over here.
I am thankful God has given me water to drink and air to breathe.
Wow. Those are important things, aren't they? And in our country, we often take them for granted. And I would imagine that things like most of you are going to go home and maybe today, especially today, you're going to turn that thermostat up a little bit and there might be some warm air that comes out, or at least your house is relatively in one piece or whatever. Are those things to be thankful for? Yeah. Count your blessings. And I would encourage you, really, if you're like, oh, Pastor Jay, I was sitting here and I couldn't count one blessing, we can talk. I'll help you. I will. Because I am so rebuked when I go to other countries on missions trips of just the things that they're thankful for. And I'm like, wow, I take those things for granted. So give thanks to the Lord, for it is good. Who he is, what he has done for you, and how he has blessed you. But we're not done, because it's still about Thanksgiving. And I think it's appropriate at this time to pause, even after we gave thanks to God, it's appropriate to pause and give thanks for other people. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3 says this, I thank my God every time I remember you. This is Paul writing to fellow Christians. He's not talking about God. He's talking about fellow Christians. So I thank God, my God, every time I remember you. So is it a good thing to give thanks for other people? Yes. Do we do it enough? No, we do not do it enough. So here's what you're going to do. And again, this is a little bit of a challenge, but you'll work with me because you've been doing great this morning. You were the trial run. Way to go. On your card, it says, I am thankful for. And this is the people thing. Now, there are two blanks. So this is just to get you started. I'm thankful for these people. So you can obviously go to the default people in your life. Maybe if you're sitting next to your spouse and you want to have dinner together, you might want to write their name down. I am thankful for. But then think a little bit outside the box as well about other people that you should be thankful for. You're only starting with two, and I know you could write many, 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 many more, and you can do that in the margin if that's really bothering you. But that's what I want you to do right now. At least identify two people. At least two people on your card that you're thankful for. And I'm going to tell you right ahead of time, I'm not going to have people stand and give you responses because I don't want to embarrass people, but I also don't want to get people in trouble. Because where they're sitting there going, you listed everybody but me. I don't want to do that kind of stuff. So they were really thinking about it, but they, whatever. So I am thankful for, write down some people. You doing that? You okay? This is practical stuff here, folks, about giving thanks to God and for other people. Just mixing up a little bit. Remember, last week was pretty heavy with Judges, you know, chapter 9. So we're going here to a little Thanksgiving service. So I am thankful for. Now, there's a reason why I started you off with some practical names. Because, like I said, I want this service to be very, very practical moving forward. So I'm going to give you some options, and you're going to be so excited. I can tell. You're going to be so excited about this. Here's option number one. If you received a bulletin today, open it up, and there's a card in there. Hold the card up if you don't mind so I know. All right, there's a card in there. What does it say on the front? Thank you. What's on the back? A stamp. So option number one is, if you received a bulletin, I'm sorry we couldn't give them out to everybody, but if you received a bulletin, there's a card in there with a stamp. You are to identify someone this week, preferably someone maybe that's not living with you, that you can mail them something because they'll be glad to get mail. You fill it out this week and send them a card and tell them thank you for whatever you want to thank them for. And I'm just going to be nice, but I'm going to be a good steward of God's resources. Don't waste our stamps. None of you should be going out with this card and throwing it into the trash can. Fill it out and send it to somebody. That's option number one. Okay? It just doesn't mean the same if you hand it to a person next to you and they didn't even have to go through the whole mail thing. So don't do that. That's option number one. Option number two, I know that a lot of you in this room have more than one person that you should give thanks to. There are students in this room that should be giving thanks to one of their teachers or to a coach or to a friend or maybe for some of you a coworker or a neighbor, right? You have other people to give thanks to. There's some kids in here that right about now would be a good time to give mom a thank you card. So this is what we've done for you. Option number two, as you leave today, the round table right by the double glass doors has different designs of thank you cards. There are some ones that kids could give to teachers that have a little apple on them. There's some other things you can use out there. And so, and here's the thing. Hallmark did not design them. So on the back, they're blank. So you actually have to write, thank you. Wow. And they're not stamped. You can do that yourself. Or you can go to school tomorrow and hand it to a teacher. You can go to work tomorrow and hand it to a coworker and say, thank you. You've been just a really a good support to me or just a really good coworker. I mean, don't be facetious. If you don't really like the person, you don't necessarily give them a thank you card. But I'm saying you have people? You tell me. You have people? Just answer me. You have people, right? So take a thank you card and practically hand this out. That's option number two. And here's the thing that would be so cool. Your coworker looks at you and says, why are you giving me this thank you card? Here's the right answer. The right answer is, we are talking about giving thanks to God in our church and being thankful for other people, and I wanted to extend that. That's the right answer. The wrong answer is, my pastor made me. That's the wrong answer. But can you see there might be a segue of a conversation? Really? You talked about giving thanks in your church? Because the last time I went to church, it didn't go well. Yeah, we talked about giving thanks. That's option number two. Let me just give you a little disclaimer for option two. Give what you take and take what you will give. If you're not planning on handing out 10 cards, don't take 10. Give what you take and take what you will give. Third option. All of you in this room have the filled out insert card, correct? I mean, you all have one. You may not have filled it out, but you have it. Here's what I want you to do with that card. Put it someplace, maybe in your Bible or a purse or someplace that you will look at it later on this week and reflect on it. And here's the second part of the challenge. Bring it to the Thanksgiving dinner table. And maybe it's not a tradition in your house, but it should be. Before you start stuffing, maybe you could pull out your card and say, I just want to mention that I'm thankful that God is this, and that God has done this, and that God has blessed me in this way. And you know what makes it easier to do that? You've already done it. So you have the card. Because I know that you have that awkward moment around the table where you're like, who's going to go first? I don't know what to do. You have the card. You're like, what if I'm with people who don't really have a relationship with God? That's okay. Just say, hey, just a moment. I just want to just give thanks for a moment. And other people can give thanks for other things. You're just going to pull out your card. Is it cheating? No, it's not. It's doing something with what we talked about today. You with me? All right. We're going to close with one more song that's simply entitled Thank You. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come on up, and we're going to finish with this. I'm going to have you stand with me, if you would, folks.